the brachas parsha Vayechi is the parsha of brachas of Klal Yisrael, and the two sets of brachas. The first one is Yosef when he comes to Yaakov, and he says to him that he gives him the brachas that he gives, and he says. He gives them the brachas themselves the way it is, and then he says that b'choy yivarach Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is leim esim kivim fayim nashe. Klal Yisrael's bracha, the brachas of Klal Yisrael forever is going to be esim kivim fayim nashe. So it's not Yosef got very nice brachas, but if you take a look. In the brachas, if somebody wanted to give somebody the brachas that are most chashev, if you wanted to pick one of Shvatim, Lechur Yehuda is the most. Yehuda, it says, Miter ben Yalisa, Layosa Shevet Mehuda, Mechaykik Mebein Raglov, Atki Yovei Shilov, Leikasamim. In other words, the Melech of Klal Yisrael, which Pashas means he's the one that is the most chashev, and the one on top of everybody is Yehuda. So if we were picking a shevet, and to give a bracha, to emulate in terms of the bracha, Lechur Yehuda should have been for Yosef. So the Svarim say that it's true that Yehuda is Lechur higher up on the pyramid, but Yosef's mida, Yosef's inyanim, are more shaykh to bracha than Yehuda. Which begs the question again, If I want to wish somebody well, and so Lechur, I'm saying, let's say I want to tell somebody, you should be like so and so, because he has the most, the best, the most chashiv. I wouldn't bench him like somebody else because he's a big baal brachas. He knows how to give brachas. I'm talking about I want the person to be the biggest talmid chacham. Let's say so, I'm giving a bracha on chachma. So instead of taking the biggest chacham, I take the one who's the biggest baal brachas. Doesn't make sense. Yosef's mida shayach to brachas. That's wonderful. So maybe Yosef should do the benching. But why do we say simple kim v'fayim nasha and b'choy yivarach Yisrael that he's telling Yosef that you're the one that becomes the bracha of Klal Yisrael when his mida is giving brachas. But if you're looking what to give a bracha, so Luchura, we should have picked Yehuda. That's one nekuda. The Zohar Kodesh asks by, it says, B'choy Yivarach Yisrael, he asks that, Luchura, there's no, we don't find a bracha. He didn't bench Yosef over here. So the Zohar answers that since the B'noi B'sbarachin, since his children were B'sbarach, so it's like Yosef was B'sbarach. The pashas of it is kind of, it's a nachas ruach sort of, you know, if somebody's children are zeichet to do well, it's a person has a curse ruach from it. But then again, we're looking for somebody that we're emulating. We're looking for somebody to say you should be like him. So go straight to the kids. It's not b'choy yivarach Yisrael, it's b'hem yivarach Yisrael. What's the b'choy yivarach Yisrael? That is one nekuda. You also find that when he asked them to bring them to him when he was miyachad the kids, he said the pasuk describes in va'ato shnei v'necha hanoylodim l'cha beretz mitzrayim ad boi alecha mitzrayim olihim. When he actually was kaveya that they are the ones that are royu for that maimer to be menashe Ephraim, he describes them as Shnei b'necha ne'lodecha b'aretz Mitzrayim ad bo'y lecha Mitzrayim. It's if the klal, for instance, if a person has 25 pratim that he has to list, I have 25 people I want to invite, and so I say everybody who's in the shir, everybody who's in the neighborhood. So there the klal is really, it's substituting for the pratim and making it a lot easier. That's the normal use of a klal. So if Yosef would have 17 children, in Mitzrayim, and then another the Chayis 10 afterwards, and he tells him all of those. Sacha called his two children, and he lists them. So what's Vater Shnei Banecha Nalonu Chobetz Tzayin Boy Lach Mitzayim Li Heim Efraim Menashe Ruvim Shimi Yuli. Ata Shnei Banecha Efraim Menashe Ruvim Shimi Yuli. What's the obviously the klal over here of Nalonu Chobetz Mitzrayim is not a substitute for the Pratim. It's describing why it is that the reason why they're the Mizbarachim and not the later children is because they were Nalonu Mitzrayim Ad Boy Lach Mitzrayim. They were in that kufa of from Eretz Mitzrayim, from where you went to Eretz Mitzrayim, till I came to you. They are the ones that are special after bracha. So we need to understand why they are special after bracha. If anything, they were the ones that probably had the roughest. They were born already Mitzrayim. They were not mizbasim from Yaakov. They didn't get any chinuch in the house of Yaakov, where they wasn't married even, and. When they were born before Yaakov came down, so Lemaisa, if anything, they're probably in some ways a ruchnis, they have less than the other ones. So the pasuk is defining that particular tchuna as being royal bracha. The other brachas, it says, Vayoyme osva gilcha shikras rachze yomim, he kofzu v'shimu bnei Yaakov v'shimu Yisrael avichem. So he said, come around, and I will let you know. So the first one, the Pashtus, the Peyasu Vagida is the Achas Hayomim, and then the Koftzu Bishimu is the next phase, and that is the Brachas. So in both of them, the Heyosfu and the Koftzu are both a little bit, they're extra, because when I have to deal with 12 people individually, in other words, each one I have a psashtikal inyan with him. So the word he osfu and he koftsu doesn't really pass. Sachakol, I'm telling you, I need you for each one I need separately. In other words, when I need the whole crew together as a crew, and I want them together because there's some sort of purpose in being, I want to do a family picture. So I need the whole family in the family picture. But if I need to give some to Reuven, to Shimon, to Levi, I'm not gathering them all in, I'm calling them separately. It might be convenient to say everybody come. But again, that klal is just a substitute to make life easier to call. Over here it's mashma he'osfu means gather in. So at least the Achris Hayomim part, I understand. The Achris Hayomim means that since the Achris Hayomim is a kibbutz goyus of sorts, and you know, it's Klal Yisrael comes together. So maybe the Hei Osfu is a template for it. The Hei Osfu is sort of a reflection that it's royu that the teichen of Achris Hayomim be given over to the Klal. Since the Asifa of Klal Yisrael is part of what Achas Hayomim, what the Psur of Achas Hayomim is, so this is also going, we'll tell it them like that. But there was Nista, so now he's not telling Achas Hayomim, but he's just telling them that he's giving each one a bracha. So why did he koftsu? I mean, each one got his own bracha from him. So, Lemaisa, they were all there together, made it was more efficient, I guess. But there's no, why do I need them together? And it's interesting, how osfu, the Goyen says, now the osfu means coming from the outside. The kofsu means, even if you're here, come together. Why was there an inyan that they had to come together to get the bracha? Each one got his own bracha. Each one has very, very different brachas. So they're standing in line. Each one gets his bracha. Why do I need to have the kibbutz everybody together? Finally, the word vayikra, Yaakov al Bonav. So the Zohar Kodesh asks, what's the vayikra over here? The word vayikra, what does that denote? When you say vayikra or vayoyme? Basically, he said, come together. What does Vayikra Yaakov Banav add to that? So the Zohar says that every time you have the word Vayikra, it means, I'll quote his lashon, to bring everything back to its place. And then he asks from different psukim, and each and every one he explains why it's bringing back everything to its shoresh. And there's a certain, there's a grammatical justification for it. Let's flesh it out in pshat. The word vayomer is, I spoke to you, I told you something. It could be a chance meeting of strangers. I just happened to pass somebody by and asked him what, when, where, how. He told me this, that, or the other thing. That's all dibur. Dibur is the communication. Vayikra is always when I'm calling somebody out, when there's some prior relationship. L'mashal, a melech calls out his avodim and tells them, come, do this and this. In other words, me as your mitzaveh, and being mitzaveh to do this and that and the other thing. There's a relationship there of a shoresh and a hemshech, or vice versa. We call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us rishus, and more than that, to call on him be'eis tzara and so on, or be'chaleis, so we call out to him as the Father, as in the Shabbashamayim and so on, to come and to help us and to be Mashpia Yeshua and so on. So Kriya means there's always a pegging of something to its makom, to where it has to relate to. Good. So that's what Vayikra means. And it goes to a few places, but Yeshua and so on. But specifically in this case, he's going to give them bracha. He's a tzaddik and giving them brachas before he dies. What's the Vayikra over here? Where's he bringing him to? From where's he bringing him? And so on. So let's understand an important nekuda about the inyan of bracha. And then it'll open up a whole new avon of this chelik of interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with others. The Bresha starts with a beis, like Chazal say, that because beis is a bracha. Ramban asks, Lamaisa, there's a lot of bad words that start with beis, and so on. So Maral explains that Aleph is Or, is not just B'mikra that Aleph is Or, but Aleph, because it's one, it's sterile, and so on. Beis, because it's two, it's productive, like every river starts from two, and so on. I want to learn up the Nakuda here. The world was created, the gracious of the world is not nitfas as a haschala, but rather as a ribui. Let's give the mashal for it. Somebody, I don't have what to eat. Somebody comes to me and brings me a big sack of wheat. That's a matana, and that's yesh ma'ayin. It came as a result of nothing, and that's called a matana. Somebody, if I take a kernel of wheat and I plant it in the ground, and that kernel turns into a big stalk of wheat with many, many kernels, that's called bracha. Miloshen being this rabbi. It means that in the first kernel, there was potential there, and that potential was mizbarech, and it became many kernels. That's bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create the world in a tzura of an ongoing yesh me'ayin. Like the first example, like matana. It's true that the world came yesh me'ayin, but that does not reflect itself within the Bria. The first nekuda that I touch in the Bria is a beis. A beis is the first nekuda in the Bria. In other words, when I come to the most shayrishtika inyan de bria, it's something that has in itself the ability to produce more than itself, to be mizbarech. It needs something, but it's mizbarech. So there's two ways of getting more than you have. There's matanadik, which means somebody brings something into my system that didn't exist before. So if I have zero money and somebody brings me $1,000, that's a matana. And the second way is I have $1 and I invest it well and it becomes $1,000. Bracious Berlikim means there is no nekuda of yesh me'ayin in the Bria. Every nekuda in the Bria has in itself the capacity to be nisrabe and to become more. What was before? What was before was before. It's not minyanein. Certainly that was yesh me'ayin. But within the Bria itself, the dominant nekuda in everything, in our Kaddish Baruch Hu's anhagas, in our ritzainos, in our anhagas, everything boils down to bracha. That's the base. So the rudimentary letter is the base. Maima Muska, Libya Emily, that's why science is capable of finding an almost infinite chain of cause and effect. Because no matter how far we'll dig, there's always a yesh miyesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu locked in into the Bria Koyach of base, the start Bria base, and unless you're willing to step out a minute and say to yourself, Mi Bora Eila, there's always a Yesh Mi Yesh, I don't know how far down, but that's since HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bracious of the world a base, that everything has a thing that came from, a thing that's going to, and that's the Mahalach within the Bria. But in terms of Avodas Adam has in itself, the whole Avoda is through Bracha, through Perivirivya, like we've spoken, and all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nesinus in the Bria, all of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give in the Bria, and his Anhagis, he expresses his Chesed, not through yesh me'ayin dike chesed, but through bracha dike chesed. Because that's within the kiyum of the Bria. That's the reason why Elisha, when he asked the woman, what do you have in your house? And she said, asich shemen echad. Elisha said, I need something for the bracha to be chalon. What's the difference? If you know how to make from one oil, from one little bottle of oil, 100, so that's 100 times as much. So making one out of zero? The answer is that's a very different mahalach. You're talking about two very different mahalachim. In the mahalach of bracha, bracha means the hisrabus of something, and that's something that's within the bria. And that's something that's possible. The Yesh Mayin was in Bria Solom, and maybe you could look at certain Nisim like that, maybe not. At the end of the day, that's not the Mahal Chaylom. So he said, in order to give a bracha, I needed to be chal on something. If I have a Sheirish, then I can be Mevarach the Sheirish. So bracha means taking a Dova Kayim and drawing out of it its potential, which could be almost unlimited as far as we're concerned. That's the reason for bracha. It's the reason also why you need to have, the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, the Chumash says, by Yitzchak, he asked him to a Gdi Izim. He had to be, so the Rishonim say that you have to be in a good mood. There has to be a kirvas das between the Mevarech and Mizbarech. Why? If let's say an ani comes to my door and he asks for an adava, doesn't have to be any kirvas das for me to give him an adava. I give him. So why is it? So if somebody comes to me a bracha, somebody has a tzara of some sort or whatever it is, and he comes and asks for a bracha. So why would I give him a bracha if a tzaddik can land Yeshua on people's heads? So if a poor sick guy comes. And the guy is not so, he doesn't have anything with the tzaddik, he's not so much into it. So why can't the tzaddik just land the Yeshua anywhere on him? Doesn't want to help out Chaisuk. He wouldn't give him tzedakah. Let's say an ani, a really, really rundown ani that you really don't like would come to the door of a big tzaddik. He wouldn't give him tzedakah. Certainly would give him tzachiv. So what's the difference with a bracha? If his bracha can help, what's the difference? The answer is, A bracha is not something that you give. A bracha is something that you draw out from the person's own metzias by touching on the things that he has and being mevarach them. I can't give somebody a bracha unless I deher the person. Unless I deher what's in the person, just dumping a bracha on him is worthless. That's not a bracha. A bracha means I'm mimashish one of his koiches, I feel one of his koiches, and I tease it out with bracha. So on that, the bracha is chal. That's the asich shemen on which the bracha is chal. So here we're talking about, Yitzchak wanted to give a bracha to Esav. He needed to deher Esav. He needed the kirvas das, so that he gets the full deher of Esav, in order to be able to give him the bracha. And that's why you needed to have this kirvas hadas between. And that's why the Rishonim say it was always the minhag where you went to somebody, you gave him something, because since that provoked a certain element of kirva, it was much easier to mevarach the person. Let's go back to the parsha Bayas. Yaakov is giving over the brachas to the banim. Avos, by definition, is a certain darga of a yesh me'ayin. Avos means they're the start of something. An av is an aleph and then a beis. There's sort of a yesh me'ayindika type of shorosh. When you call something an av, it means that's the beginning, so to speak. And the banim are the hemshech of it. So you have the avos. The beginning of banim is bnei Yaakov. They're bnei Avram is Yaakov. Avram is Yaakov, each one has own makom, because ein avos al shleisha, each one is an av. The children would now be a hemshech of it. And this is the right makom for brachis. That's the kviyas nusach, mishber ha'avos yivarech ha'banim. It's the right type of birchas ha'banim is bracha be'etzev, because a ben is a bracha, and b'mel birchas ha'banim. In order to be able to properly give a bracha, you need to be oimed on a shorish and a nekuda that is the person himself. Yehuda and all the Shvatim were together a klal, and that's fine. But Yosef, Atzadik, when he was there himself, and there was nothing else around, those were the koiches that were uniquely Yosef. If I needed to zero in on koiches that attack the shrushim in a person, the fact that anodolach of Mitzrayim at Boyehena, the fact that this is uniquely Yosef's. The only way a person could, the only way they could have the two shvatim, the bracha of one sheva turning it into two shvatim, goes to the very core of the person. In other words, I reach the deepest shayrish in the person. If I say, let's say a rav has a talmud. And it says the famous. I think it's a Geras of the Goyim, where when someone died, everyone got together and they took over Rav's midas and so on. Everyone has a particular nekuda. So this one is a talmud for this. This one is a talmud for this. This one is a talmud for this. Fine. But when somebody is to be toifus the entirety, to have the Shevet become two Shvatim means the entire Metzias of Shevet is able to double itself. That's only if you were Teifus Yosef at the very core of it. And if you were Teifus him at the very heart of it, that's where it could become two. And that's why it's B'choy Yivarech Yisrael. Bracha is not just where I dump stuff on somebody. If I want to give a bracha, the bracha is much more significant the closer it comes to the heart of what the person is. the closer it comes to the very sheirish of the person. So Yehuda got tremendous things. He got malchus and so on. But he didn't get two Yehudas. The bracha was, it was Teifus a chelik of Yehuda. His two children were hemshach. They were different. Yosef, the bracha was able to be Teifus, the atzmius of a shevet. That's what they are, shvat, the shift they call. So a bracha that's Teifus, the very sheirish of a person, that's the bracha Klal Yisrael. We're not looking, and it's more than that. If I tell somebody a bracha, you should be like the Ragachava. What's that chalon? The Ragachava was a goyin oilam to start with. This person, we don't have those tchunis. So somebody comes and gives me a bracha like that. It's a bracha of atola. It's not chalon anything. What's chalon? There's nothing. It doesn't have any of the tchunis to be chalon, and so on. When we say bechoy baruch, so it doesn't mean well. You're going to be a melech like Yehuda, you're going to be a kohen like Levi, you're going to be a leib d'Torah like Yisachar, and a bizon like Zvulun. What's that bracha? What's me and Zvulun have in common? What does me and God have in common? The Teretz is Yosef, is the one that there was an akuda that bracha could be nitfis on at the very sheirish of it. Real bracha is when you're able to be teufis that koyach haribui on the entire mohus, and that became the prototype for bracha on Klal Yisrael. That a person can be oimid on the sheirish that's his, and that becomes his sfarah. That's the midah of Yosef. The midah of Yosef, mentioned before, in the sfarim is keneged the ability of being part of a rava, the ability of having children. Every other thing I do is a certain part of my personality. This is one part of my personality. It's another part. But having children is the entirety of myself. That's that metzias. So Yosef was unique in that inyan, and b'meila that became the prototype for bracha. The shvatim, when Yaakov Avinu had to be mevarich the shvatim, he told them he kofzu v'shimum de Yaakov. And we medayik l'chur the brachas were in each one individually. There was no point to having what's the kofzu. So the Chiddush Arim says that every person has in himself a sheirish that is his, and it needs a certain drawing in to be oimer on that. In other words, as a person goes outwards, he's involved in more and more inyanim that are less and less him. In the spashas of a person, it's if a person wants to reflect on his inner self, if a person wants to be oimer on the emes of his self, there's a certain, you need to withdraw, you need to draw in from the circle that you occupy to be oimer on the nekuda pnimis. That would be like the physical muscle of it. So b'meila, he told them, draw in together so that I can give you a bracha. Because in order to be mizbarek, a person needs to be oimer on his own sheirish. I was thinking, the Shimon Alevi were the ones that are not Nisbarach. So, did they do a terrible thing? They killed out. But doesn't that Mashal of Pasuk was such a terrible avera? What was it that they did that they lost the bracha? So it says Shimon Alevi achim klei chomus mechirusehem. They carry umnes of retzicha, bad kelim, but he says more. Rashi says kli chomas umnes zushal retzicha chomas ubiyatchem. The killing, it's not yours. Mibirchas Esav hizu. It's Esav's bracha. In other words, I can't give you a bracha because you've adopted something that's not you and not yours. Besides it being bad, But it's more than that. You've taken on someone else's bracha, and it's not you. I can't have a direct bracha on you. The chalkim v'afitze means I'm going to be meshayach you to other chalakim of Klal Yisrael. Shevet Levi is a nekuda in every part of Klal Yisrael, and as such, so Shevet Levi, when the Melamed Mei Yisoscha have something to do with Mei Yisoscha, and the Melamed Mei Aftali, and the Melamed of Mei God, Nosh, and so on and so forth, they become part and parcel of something else that's them, and the Mela, they become so the one thing that's Me'akiv, that a bracha should be chal, is the klei chomus of Hoseihem. If a person's kalim are not his, what are you varich? Imagine if this woman had shemen that she had stolen from somebody. How could it be a mizbarach? It's not her shemen. We were looking for something that's yours. As small as it is, it should be mizbarach. This opens up another parasha for us of to be masik, another tfisa and avana in something that seems very strange. And just even to get a handle on pshat, there's a musig of being mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By mevarach Tavos Hashem Leinikol HaKol. What does that mean? The famous Gemara, Rishmol Bni Barcheni. And he said, Yiratzen? V'nira loy b'roshe. The memory is chayvig seidus olam. But it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Brachas. So it has a pshat. What does it mean we give a bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu? What can you give a Kadosh Baruch Hu? We can mispal to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We ask, we beg, we're meshabeach, we're mahalal. What does it mean we gave a bracha? What does it mean? The answer is like this. In the hanhagas of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there are hanhagas begolui, and there are hanhagas waiting to be mezgala. And those hanhagas need maisa odam to be megala them. So the simple one is tenuah zolakim. Chai Yisrael does mitzvahs. They open up wells of hatava nakash brocha that were there, but we need to take the plug out. That's the musig of doing doing toiv and bringing out good. In the world of not only doing maisim, in the world of barcheni, is also, that's what I'm trying to do. We're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachamecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamecha kiloi samu, kiloi kolu, loi samu asdeh lechol rachamecha, so the loi kolu, the rachamecha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not kola, so b'meila, we tap into it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to draw out those inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has hidden. And when the Rebbe Shmuel Kagala was zeicha to tap into a nekuda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted and was waiting to bring out b'yesses seis, that's the pshat v'nieli b'roishay. Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim that this is a nekuda that is locked up, waiting to burst out, and he did properly in tapping into that nekuda. It's like there's water and it's waiting. Somebody should puncture, take off a little earth, and the water will spritz out as a well. So the musig of bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has hanhagis that are begoli, he has hanhagis that are behester. Those hanhagis behester are waiting to come out, and one of the ifanim we bring it out is through a type of bakasha called a bracha. It's called a bracha because we're focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhagis rather than our need alone. Yiratzen, that your midas harachmim should be mezgabe on the midas hadin, is a tefillah kaviyachol to help fulfill the ratzon abayri. I'm not doing it just because I want it, need it. It's because that's lying in hester, waiting to come out mi mezgala. And the Neinil Beroishim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol was maskim al yodai that this is the correct way of looking at it. That this, the Rachmim Rubim HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the ones, are the huge koyachas waiting to come out and overcome the midas of din and so on. So, let's understand a little bit the inyan over here in its ramifications, not only giving brachas, it's a parasha that needs to be elucidated, and that's the nekud of it. But it's also a lot, it's a whole different perspective on what Avodas Adam is. We think, we have the following picture. On a very shitristic level, we have a paradigm of gadlus and chshivas and tzidkus and so on, and we say, oh, you should be like him. That's a very shitristic model. A little bit better, not much, is you can't be like him, because you're not as smart as he is, you don't have the patience he has, you don't have the temperament he has. Do the best you can do. It's a more realistic approach of the first one, which is nice, but not more than that. It's a distorted understanding of what Metzias Adam is and what Tafkid Adam is. There's a Gemara in Nedarim, and it's in Pyrus. It's a Shaila Mikvois, actually. It's a Mikvedik Shaila about being Toivel in the Har Pras, and it's very interesting. There's a machlekes, what causes Nahar Pras to swell up? So one Malyama says that, I think Rav says, that it's the rains that come further up that cause it to swell, and they say that the Nahar Paras is a Sadi for the Mitra. It's a witness, it's testimony to the rain that's coming. In other words, if you see the river coming, if you see the river coming, welling up, then you see it, you know that it rains somewhere along upstream of the river. Shmuel says that it's nahar mikipe misbarech. It becomes misbarech from its own source. And so the word. The machlokes is not, is it mizbarech from the mitra, is it mizbarech from the kippah? For mitra, it's a sadi, it's testimony that an outside force acted on this river and added water. But when it's mikippah, it's mizbarech. Mizbarech comes only from bifnim. The Briyas HaOlam starts with the letter Beis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything with a base inside. That's the so a person needs to ask himself not what achievements exist, but what potential achievements exist within him. That's the real Shaila. Everybody is roy for bracha, but bracha can only be chal with an asach shemen. So in those areas that I don't have it, that's not going to be zbarech. The flip side is that the inyanim that I do have, I don't need to look outside of myself to be able to be able to be mizbarech. Getting a bracha is not getting stuff I didn't have. It's tapping into what I do have. It just hasn't been developed. It hasn't flown out yet. Bracha is the in many ways it's the sheirish of what the bria is. If we talk about tefillah, there are bakashas that we ask for things that we don't have. Period. Person has no parnasa, has parnasa. Person asks for life. All these things we ask on Kadosh Baruch Hu b'tarz esh me'ayin. But bracha is a deraisa, berachas kainim, it's every day. And bracha is the most sheirishtik inyan of a person bringing out what's good in him. The bracha is the sheirish of what we do in the bria. For bracha, you need a certain hikavtzu. You need a certain drawing in that the person is able to be oimed on himself and know what it is in himself that's waiting to be nisbarach? What does he have in his asich? What does he have in his little vessels, in his personality? Yayin, shemen, mayim, whatever it is. On that, the bracha will be chal. And on that, and only on that, each one needed to sort of be oimed on what his bracha is. The ultimate bracha was Yosef, that since Yosef was oimed on his own sheirish, and it came about because he was Mitzrayim, and he had no other interaction, and he had to be able to see who he is and what he is. Since he had, Yosef became the Baal Brachas. Yosef became the Midah of Bracha Kaisel. The Midah of Bracha is the herring at the deepest level, what it is that the person has within him that is waiting to come out. That type of hakara is the shirish debriya. Because it means we're even on the base of the bracious. Where is that base of bracious? Yosef HaTzadik, who had that, he was zeicha to become two, his own mahus was able to be nisbarek. The entire Yosef became two Yosefs. One Shevet became two Shvatim. That's incredible. That's Bechor Varek Yisrael. The bracha that for Klal Yisrael is that they'll be able to be oimed on the very sheirish of their metzias and be able to be mevarachit. When a person makes the cheshbon nefesh, on which in yonim he needs to be matzliach, on which in yonim he needs to be mispal for, and so on, it's an avoda with a person be very honest with himself on the one hand, to understand that whatever he's imitating or picking up, whatever it is, it may not have much shaykhus to him, and that he may not have that. On the other hand, in those inyanim that are uniquely yours, in those inyanim that are you, there are no gvulas. The seid of bracha is that you can get twice as much as the same thing itself. It's incredible. It'll hurt that something, we can understand that we take out one koyach and we marb it on the other ones. But that the entire Yosef should become this, should niskafel, and it should become twice over, That's the incredible power of bracha. It's not yesh me'ayin because you need a yesh there. But once you have a yesh, there's no gvulis to how much that yesh can be misrabe if it's mekipe misbarach. Chaps.